Slide 1. This component, Health Management Information Systems, is a theory component specific to healthcare and public health applications. The topic for the sixth unit of this component is Patient Monitoring Systems. Unit 6 consists of two lectures followed by an assignment. A self-assessment also accompanies this unit. This is Lecture 1. Lecture 1, Patient Monitoring Systems, offers a definition of patient monitoring systems, describes the purpose, attributes, and functions of patient monitoring systems, discusses the primary applications and how automation can improve quality of care, and analyzes how the integration of data from many sources assists in medical decision-making. Lecture 2, Telehealth and Smart Technology, discusses how telehealth communication technologies support clinical care, explains the effectiveness and economic benefit of telehealth, and examines the role of smart technology in the home and links to health information systems. Slide 2. Lecture 1 has three objectives. By the end of this lecture, the student should be able to describe the purpose, attributes, and functions of patient monitoring systems, discuss ways in which automation can improve the quality of patient care, and analyze how the integration of data from many sources assists in making clinical decisions. Slide 3. This unit will discuss both patient monitoring systems and telehealth. According to Wikipedia, both are considered to be a type of mHealth technology. As cited by Wikipedia, mHealth, also written as mHealth or mobile health, is a term used for the practice of medical and public health, supported by mobile devices. The term is most commonly used in reference to using mobile communication devices, such as mobile phones and PDAs, for health services and information. The mHealth field has emerged as a subsegment of eHealth, the use of information and communication technology, ICT, such as computers, mobile phones, communication satellite, patient monitors, etc., for health services and information. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/mHealth. The first lecture will focus on patient monitoring systems. Slide 4. The textbook Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine provides definitions for a patient monitor and patient monitoring. A patient monitor is an instrument that collects and displays physiological data, often for the purpose of watching for and warning against life-threatening changes in physiological state. Slide 5. The definition for patient monitoring, also found in the textbook Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, is repeated or continuous measurement of physiological parameters for the purpose of watching for and warning against life-threatening changes in physiological state. Slide 6. Patient monitoring systems can serve a number of purposes. They include providing data to assist providers with diagnostic decisions and therapeutic choices. Patient monitoring systems can also help the patient, caregiver, and the provider make more informed decisions. Care delivery is improved with the use of patient monitoring systems, as the data can trigger alarms or alerts, prompting provider intervention with the potential, then, to improve health outcomes. Some specific purposes identified in the textbook Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine for Patient Monitoring Devices Used in ICU are to acquire physiological data frequently or continuously, such as blood pressure readings, to communicate information from data-producing systems to remote locations, for example, laboratory and radiology departments, to store, organize, and report data, to integrate and correlate data from multiple sources, to provide clinical alerts and advisories based on multiple sources of data, to function as a decision-making tool that health professionals may use in planning the care of critically ill patients, to measure the severity of illness for patient classification purposes, and to analyze the outcomes of ICU care in terms of clinical effectiveness and cost-effectiveness. Slide 7. Historically, patient monitoring systems collected, stored, and presented patient data with little data interpretation. To accomplish this, a monitoring instrument, microcomputer, communication protocol, and patient monitoring software application were required. The data collected was stored for later downloading to a physician's workstation for analysis and diagnosis. With advancements in information technology, patient monitoring systems now involve data interpretation and the use of information exchange protocols for data integration. In the article, The Role of Knowledge Bases in Patient Monitoring Systems, authored by Kang Wang, Ph.D., Isaac Cohane, M.D., Ph.D., Karen Bradshaw, B.S., and James Fackler, M.D., from the Children's Hospital Informatics Program, Harvard Medical School, the four components of a knowledge-based monitoring system were described. The data acquisition component includes modules for retrieving patient data from all sources, for example, continuous patient signals, equipment functions, intermittent data. The presentation component includes modules for presenting the data and their interpretations. The database component is responsible for storing and retrieving the data. These three components are also called traditional components of a knowledge-based monitoring system. The fourth component, the intelligent component, contains inference engines and knowledge bases. Its functionality is to interpret the data. More formally, the intelligent component is a function from the patient data to a set of conclusions about the patient. Slide 8. A patient monitoring system is about monitoring, whether the monitoring takes place on-site or remotely. The system captures raw physiological data, transmits it, and then communicates it for action on the part of a patient, caregiver, or healthcare provider. Patient monitoring systems may involve data interpretation and the use of information exchange protocols. Depending on the data being monitored and its purpose, the display of the data may vary. For example, a patient monitoring device in the intensive care unit capturing vital signs would sound an alarm should a life-threatening event be detected. Other types of data might be displayed in charts, tables, or graphs. Next will be a discussion on the primary applications and how automation can improve quality of care. Slide 9. There are patient monitoring systems internal to the hospital infrastructure. There are also remote patient monitoring systems for use in other locations, such as the patient's home. Some of the more common primary applications for patient monitoring systems are found in the hospital's intensive care unit, critical care unit, operating suites, and recovery rooms. These locations utilize various instruments to monitor a variety of physiological data, such as fetal heart rates or vital signs. However, more and more patient monitoring devices are being used to collect, process, communicate, and display data on less seriously ill patients in other locations within the hospital. A recent trend is the use of remote patient monitoring systems, such as a home monitoring system. Each of these applications will be discussed in the next few slides. Slide 10. A patient monitoring system is a critical piece in the intensive care unit, critical care unit, operating suite, or recovery room. It allows continuous monitoring of a patient, with nursing staff being continuously informed of the changes in the condition of a patient. An example would be a bedside monitor. Having this type of system in place results in improved quality of care by strengthening the caregiver's clinical expertise through the quick translation of physiological parameters into clinical information so that even slight changes in a patient's vital signs are detected and treated. By doing so, the risk of mortality decreases. Slide 11. A patient monitoring system can also be used in other locations in the hospital, for example, in respiratory therapy, outpatient care, radiology, catheterization labs, and gastroenterology departments. An outcome of patient monitoring in these locations would be the provision of a clear view of patient data to facilitate early diagnosis and timely decisions resulting in better patient management. The data from the system, for example, could reduce the risk of infection and other complications through frequent monitoring of the patient's status, facilitating medical decisions by healthcare providers. Slide 12. This image from Wikimedia is of a bispectral index, BIS, monitor, which is a device to measure awareness of a patient under general anesthesia. It consists of a computer, a signal converter, and a sensor with three electric poles to detect an electroencephalogram, EEG. The computer processes an EEG and computes the bispectral index, BIS. According to Wikipedia, Bispectral Index, BIS, is one of several recently developed technologies which purport to monitor depth of anesthesia. BIS monitors can replace or supplement Goodell's classification system for determining depth of anesthesia. Titrating anesthetic agents to a specific bispectral index during general anesthesia in adults and children over 1 year old allows the anesthetist to adjust the amount of anesthetic agent to the needs of the patient, possibly resulting in a more rapid emergence from anesthesia. The introduction of BIS to the intensive care environment allows physicians and nurses to titrate sedative drugs safely and to monitor the patient together with measurement of intracranial pressure during therapeutic burst suppression. Slide 13. The final application to consider is patient monitoring, which focuses on some form of wireless or remote patient monitoring, RPM. This is a big growth area for patient monitoring and is receiving an influx of funding to advance the technology. For example, the Center for Technology and Aging recently provided grant dollars to 5 organizations. According to the press release, the grants for remote patient monitoring, RPM, technology projects are expected to demonstrate how RPM improves the quality and efficiency of chronic disease management and post-acute care of older adults. The press release goes on to explain RPM includes a wide variety of technology, such as point-of-care monitoring devices, weight scales, glucometers, implantable cardioverter defibrillators, and blood pressure monitors, which become part of a fully integrated health data collection, analysis, and reporting system between the devices, patients, and clinicians. Remote patient monitoring is expected to reap big benefits from not only an improved quality of care perspective, but also from cost savings. The Center for Technology and Aging states the U.S. healthcare system could reduce costs by nearly $200 billion during the next 25 years if RPM tools were utilized to care for patients with congestive heart failure, CHF, diabetes, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, and chronic wounds or skin ulcers. http://www.techandaging.org/PR_20100719_RPM_grants_awarded.pdf. In general, remote patient monitoring allows patients, caregivers, and healthcare providers to better track patient conditions, medication regimen adherence, and follow-up scheduling. There is greater compliance with treatment plans. Patients themselves are also found to be more engaged in managing their own care. For example, Roger Schindel describes the following situation. The great thing about these devices is that once implemented correctly, they allow physicians to maintain an even higher standard of care. Rather than keep tabs on patients sporadically as their office visitation schedules allow, those who offer the option of remote monitoring can essentially track their patients' health at all times. Not only is this a far more convenient alternative for patients, but it also lends to a certain degree of peace of mind, particularly in those who are elderly or chronically ill. https://ezinearticles.com/?remote-monitoring-dash-dash-patient-benefits-galore-id=5029222. Slide 14. A report, Healthcare Data Integration Market Overview, published by Impact Advisors, LLC, states, data integration is the automated aggregation and consolidation of information from a variety of disparate systems and sources across sites of care, inpatient, ambulatory, home, across domains, clinical, business, operational, and across technologies, text, video, images. One technology identified in the report that has been a catalyst in the call to improve data integration is the increased use of home monitoring devices. The benefits to integrating clinical data stated in the Impact Advisor study include improved communication and information sharing among sites of care, offers of a richer picture of the patient's overall health and health history, reduction of redundant tests, procedures, etc., reduction of costs for resources, staff labor, interfaces, paper information relay, provides for the timely consumption of patient data for physicians, may tighten the strategic bonds between hospitals and community physicians. Slide 15. Patient monitoring systems can be integrated using wireless technology, where the physiological data from the patient monitoring system is incorporated with clinical data from other sources. Integrating data from many sources and having systems with algorithms that help put into context the vast amount of data collected provides guidance in patient management and assists in medical decision-making by 1. Accelerating the flow of critical information. 2. Making complete health information more readily available. 3. Supporting improved clinical decision-making through availability of knowledge derived from data integration and analysis. And 4. Supporting delivery of coordinated and collaborative care. According to a Frost and Sullivan report, Advances in Patient Monitoring, Furthering the Need for Efficient Information Management, published on November 22, 2007, the end result of any patient monitoring product is information. How this information is used for the patient's benefit does vary, but the end result is the same. Patient monitoring devices produce information. This information can be utilized simply to warn the health caregiver of an immediately impending event, or it could be stored in the patient's medical record for a more long-term diagnosis. As a result, hospital information management and patient monitoring are inescapably intertwined, directly affecting each other. http://www.frost.com/prod/servlet/market-insight-top.pag?doc=112698950. Slide 16. Patient monitoring systems can serve a number of purposes. They include providing data to assist providers with diagnostic decisions and therapeutic choices. These systems can also help the patient, caregiver, and the provider make more informed decisions. Historically, patient monitoring systems collected, stored, and presented patient data with little data interpretation. To accomplish this, a monitoring instrument, microcomputer, communication protocol, and patient monitoring software application were required. With advancements in information technology, patient monitoring systems now involve data interpretation and the use of information exchange protocols. A patient monitoring system is about monitoring, whether the monitoring takes place on-site or remotely. The system captures raw physiological data, processes it, and then communicates it for action on the part of a healthcare provider. Depending on the data being monitored and its purpose, the display of the data may vary. There are patient monitoring systems internal to the hospital infrastructure. There are also remote patient monitoring systems for use in other locations, such as the patient's home. Let's now move on to Lecture 5-2 to learn about another mHealth technology, telehealth, and how it supports clinical care, the effectiveness and economic benefit of telehealth, and the role of smart technology in the home and its links to health information systems.